Rena's here. She, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tell me the most exciting thing you've done so far today. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear what you said. Someone came by really loud right as you started talking.
Wow. Wow. Tubbsy, do we have to hang up on Rena? I mean, this is a big segment here.
I mean, all you're asking for is 15 minutes out of the week?
I'm craving it.
I know. I'm so sorry. I will yell at the... You can yell at Tommy Platik. There he is. I can see him. He's still talking on his phone and walking around.
Hey, Tommy, knock it off. Is he on the speakerphone?
No.
No.
I don't think so. Maybe he is. He's looking at his phone like he is. Tommy.
We're going to get to a couple dog stories in a second. I was with a friend recently at a crowded restaurant and had to make a phone call, understood that, and made the phone call on a speakerphone in a crowded restaurant. I was given a look like, what the bleep are you doing? And not only made one phone call doing that, made a second phone call doing that. That's a no, right?
That's a big no. Also, I two things. I can't stand when you are like checking out at a store or in a grocery store and the customer is on the phone while the person is like ringing up their things. Is that not the rudest thing that you could possibly do?
Yeah, that's jackassing. Yep, that's bad. That's bad.
That's like, I'm better than you. I don't have time to deal with you while you wait on me.
What about...
That's a no-no for me.
What about the person who's walking through maybe the grocery store, the Skyway? So around a lot of people, has the earpiece in and is talking on the phone very loud.
I mean, I guess that person, whether they were holding it up to their head or not, would still be very loud. So I mean, I don't know what you do about that.
Could take out their knee. I mean, it could take them to the ground that way.
You could.
Yeah, I mean,
you could. I have a question for you though.
Yeah, sure.
So with hands free now.
Yep.
You're driving in the car. Someone calls. You answer it. Do you tell that person that they are on speakerphone?
Well, that's good. It's a good question. If it's just me in the car, no, I'm not. But when I have Q, I like Harrigan. I call Harrigan, you know, and often it's Q. You know, I'm dropping him off 50-50 with Kathleen. And I have to remind him because both of us like to swear a bit. I mean, you'll swear like a sailor occasionally. I know that.
Sure.
So I will. I'll let people know in that case if Q is in the car because you know there like his mother doesn't go like to the F word, but she'll go to the S word, and I'll be like, and she's like, ah, he's adult. I'm like, yeah, I still am not crazy about it. But okay, so will you? Let's say you're in the car. Who's your best female friend? What's your name?
I don't like to do that. I don't like to call one person.
Okay. Okay, we're going here now. There we go again. It's another female I know well who's going to tell me she has seven different best friends.
I'm not saying that at all. I just don't want, like, when you make that declaration, like, it does make other people feel bad.
Well, let's make them feel bad. Who is your best friend? Come on, your best female friend.
My mom.
Oh, that's such... Seriously. Tubbs, second chance where we could hang up on Rena, my mom. Thank you. Let's go with Tubbs. Here's the name of Rena's best friend, Gladys. I just see her hanging around with the Gladys.
So sure.
Gladys is in the car. Okay, you and Gladys are hanging out. You're headed to go see the Thunder from Down Under. You're going to...
Yes.
You're going to see that.
Again.
You know,
again.
Yeah, you know. I retired from there, so you don't need to, you know. You can just see me in person. You know, just see. I was with the Thunder from Down Under for 17 years. And someone else calls, okay? Do you then say, hey, well, it's another one of your competing best friends, but apparently you don't want to let them know. So now it's Karen. Karen is called in. Do you quickly default and let Karen know that Gladys is in the car? Or do you?
Yes, always.
Always. You always say.
Always. What if Karen was going to say something bad about Gladys?
Well, that's great. Because that would be good. That'd be fun drama, right? Tubbs, wouldn't we like to
no.
see
that's what you want?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But like often I'm driving in the car with my daughter, same thing. And
yep.
if my husband calls or my mom calls, like I don't want her to bring up something that I didn't want Maggie to know about. So like I will often say like, hi, you know, you're on speaker with me and Maggie. Or, yeah. you know, like yes. Maggie and I are just on our way home from this.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want something said that would be inappropriate.
Okay. You and Julie Nelson have finished up one of the 18 newscasts on Care 11. I mean, every Correct. Time I turn on Care 11, there's another newscast. And you're going across the street to Lat 14 to sneak in an old-fashioned, okay, in between
Correct.
The next newscast, which I'm told you two do often, okay?
Often.
Your husband calls. You will automatically say, hey, Julie's in the car. You never,
yep.
okay. Have you had an experience like this before where it blew up in your face?
I don't remember anything in particular, but I'm just like, I live with the fear of God in me. Like, I don't just like yeah. what horrible thing could be said that I don't want someone to hear or that would make someone feel bad. Like, no, I just live with that fear. Like, I can't. I don't know.
No, I think it's
like,
a good
what if
move.
My husband called up and Julie's in the car. And my husband's like, I just gambled all our money away and now we're broke.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want her to know that yet.
Yeah. Or if he says, God, I watched again. Like I've told yes. you many times before, God, Julie's horrible. I mean, how does she,
right.
how does
like,
she have the gig and she's right in the car?
That's why you have to. It's just like
yeah.
a rule.
Yeah.
It is a rule.
Yeah. Tubbs, you and the missus are in the car and your best friend, also named Gladys, ironically mm-hmm. enough, calls. Do you
huh.
tell... Do you tell Gladys right away? Why am I forgetting your wife's name again? I apologize, Chris.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Do you say, hey, Gladys, good to talk to you. Kimberly and I are in the car. Do you do that right away, or you that's not your default instantly?
No, I think they just assume that I will put them on speakerphone for a conversation.
Yeah. But do you tell them?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't tell people that they're on speaker.
No. What I'm asking is, will you tell Gladys that Kimberly is also in the car with you?
No, probably not. No,
that's risky. Rena, is that risky?
It's so risky.
Yeah.
Anything could be said.
Anything could be said.
Anything.
Well, if I know that Gladys and my wife hate each other,
yeah.
then that's different. But if they're getting along, then I have no
yeah.
reason to.
All right. Do you texting public? Do you when it's the Bluetooth, it's the speaker? Do you always tell the person who's called in who is in the car? I think Reed and I are going the safe route. I like Tubbs's route more better. It's a little riskier, but it could really blow up in his face. What's your move? 651-461-9226. Then a dog birthday party story with Rena next. People are saying they always let someone know when they're calling in that somebody else is in the car. So I'm speaking in the car earlier today after I dropped off Q at Grandma's on my way here, talking with a good friend. And I'm like, what's up for the rest of the day? And she says, well, I'm going to a good friend's dog's 10th birthday party. And I say, wait. And she starts laughing right away because she knows me well. I say, where are you going? She goes, I know by your reaction. You heard me. I said, do I have this right? You're going to a friend's dog's 10th birthday party, and you are a successful adult. Yes, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. What is your first reaction? Gladys, your best friend, you've identified Gladys as your best friend with us exclusively. You call Gladys. You got a free night. Hey, you want to go? Let's go out. Let's go see a show. Let's hang out, whatever. No, I'm going to another friend's dog's birthday party as a dog lover. I'm a dog lover also. What is your reaction?
You know what? I love Gladys for who she is. And if that's how she likes to spend her time, I'm okay with that. I think she's a nut job, but
thank you. Thank you.
I love her anyway.
Thank you. I was waiting for that key part. Now, when I pushed my friend, she said, okay, I get it. But the real reason I'm going and others are going is her friend. Let's just go with also named Gladys. Let's say everybody's best friend is Gladys. Really, you should have a everybody should have a best friend named Gladys. She said she just throws great parties. And yes, it is rather odd that we're going for the dog's 10th birthday party, but she makes great food. A lot of people show up and you have fun. So then it made a little more sense to me. Does that make more
sure.
sense?
It does. Absolutely.
Yes.
Does Gladys even have a dog? I mean, like, or is she just using this as an excuse to get people to her house?
That'd be pretty good if you showed up and you're like it's your best friend Gladys, and you're like, God, I've been over that house a lot. Where is this dog? I've never spotted this dog. Let me say, how old is that killer dog of yours?
14.
14. If you ever tell me that I'm invited for, what's the name of the dog again? Killer?
Baxter.
Baxter, that's right. If I'm ever invited over for Baxter's birthday party, I have plans at Guantanamo Bay. I can't make it. Okay.
Well, now I know how to, like, well, I've invited you over several times. 14 years in a row, Chad.
Yes. Harrigan's been at the place, not me, you know. But, yeah, now that I know about Baxter. So there's a story today about dog kidnapping in the Star Tribune. This individual was put on probation for 2 years. She had pleaded guilty in Ramsey County District Court to gross misdemeanor of aiding and abetting theft in the connection with stealing a French bulldog named Pablo. Pablo, great dog name. Now, the person behind, I guess, the brains of the operation was sentenced to a term of 1 3/4 years after pleading guilty to felony theft. Rena Sargentopoulos is now appointed by Governor Walz as the czar of dog laws in the state of Minnesota. What should be the punishment for kidnapping another dog? And by the way, the dog, they don't have the dog yet to be found. The owner is resigned to the likelihood that their dog Pablo is dead. So think about how this works. Stole the dog, held it hostage, money paid. What was the figure again? It's a crazy amount of money. Told police she paid $10,000 to own the dog. Okay, such a unique dog. And then was asked to pay a certain amount of money. To me, before I turn it over to the dog czar here, that isn't even close. I'm sorry. You kidnap somebody's dog and the dog never is returned and you believe the dog's dead? 5 years minimum. That's me.
I'm with you. Do you guys not hear music in the background?
Are you hearing music? Tubbsy, are you playing
music?
No, I'm not playing any music.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What? It's just me and I'm losing my mind.
What music are you hearing right now?
I don't. It went away.
Uh-oh. Tubbsy, did you do anything there? Was the bumper still playing somehow?
No, there's nothing playing.
Okay.
I'm hearing things in my head. This is the beginning of the end, Chad.
Hey,
and you have it documented on your show.
Hey, Siri, call 911.
I agree with you. Like, that is.
I had to cancel, by the way. I held the phone up too close. I had to cancel 911 on my phone.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
I covered my speaker just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you. Like, dogs are members of people's families. It is, and I know that sounds ridiculous if you're not a dog owner or you
truth.
Don't like dogs, but to still not have an answer to where this dog is, like, that's just
horrible.
It's horrible.
You have 15 seconds. Last week, you told a story. You said, I'm working on something, Care 11. I can't tell you a damn thing about it. And I have no idea when it's going to air. Do we have any further progress?
No. I'm just going to keep you sitting in this darkness forever.
Thank you. By the way, I'm not hearing any music at all right now. Just keep saying that to yourself, Rena. I'm not hearing any music.
There's no music.
Put her on hold and make sure she says there's no music.